clock has started.
Roger. And in fact, I want to know where this McMermaid lives, because...
Which one is us and which one is not us?
Welcome to the Good Stuff Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Denny.
Good morning, Kenny.
I'm going to get this fly. I promise I'm going to get this fly. Oh, good morning. There's a fly. There's a fly in the room, and I can't focus on anything else except for this fly that... It's aiming for my eyeballs. I promise it is. And I'm going to get it.
What would it do? What would the fly do when it does get your eyeballs? Is it just... what's it going to do? I got to know.
I don't know.
Okay. This was your grand idea for...
No. This isn't my intro. No.
You thought
that was spur of the moment.
Oh, look, there's a fly. I'm gonna get the fly.
I promise there's a fly. In fact, because we are streaming this version of the episode on Twitch.
Is there another version of the episode that happens? Are we doing two versions tonight? Is that something new?
There it is.
Warp?
No, it's gone.
Okay.
No. I was going to say for the intro, Kyle, because I had nothing written down, and that's a little bit of backyard baseball.
This is maybe welcome listeners to the single worst episode that we've done ever.
I say backyard baseball now because I say it tongue in cheek, with my tongue in my cheek, because I know that it's absolutely ridiculous that I got it wrong one time and that we've just carried it as a bit for years. We've carried this as a bit. Sorry, no, I have. I don't think that you have. I think that you are slightly amused that I keep it up.
No, like marginally, just maybe the faintest bit of amused about it.
Okay. Anyway, I was gonna say that I passed up an opportunity today, this afternoon. I passed up an opportunity to go swimming with my family. And instead, I did yard work. What? No, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that dad who's like, you guys have fun in the pool. I'm going to go snip some stupid doo doos. And that's actually what happened.
So that's interesting to me. because you chose probably, there's a heat dome, right?
There's not a heat dome here, though.
The valley is constantly a heat dome.
Well, I mean, it was 91 today at the hottest.
Okay.
That's a good summer day here in the valley.
It's not hot. It's close to being hot, arguably.
Yeah,
but it's not.
There
it's
it is.
Not
there it is. Like there is the fly. There's the fly.
Sweltering.
It's over there. I can't get it. It's too far away now.
Listeners, he's trying. There's a new bit that he's trying. That's there's a fly in the room bit, and it's not working.
I'm gonna catch it. I'm gonna show it on the stream, and then we're gonna save it forever. I'm not gonna save the fly forever, though. No. Anyway. But it's I felt
so you did what yard work? I got to know what yard work you did.
I pruned the trees. I pulled some weeds.
Okay.
I watered plants. Like I did the whole thing and it just felt like I got to do it. I see that it's my plants are overgrown and the weeds are everywhere, so I might as well take care of it. No, I should have been jumping in the pool. What am I doing? What happened? Yeah. What happened to me?
Why?
Oh no.
Why not both? Why not yard work, then pool?
That would have been good. Although by the time that I finished the yard work, my wife and child were done with the pool. And that's no fun to swim by yourself. Or maybe that's the most dad thing to do. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I would. Well, I would probably say the reason for you not to do that, depending on the sort of yard work you're doing and how messy you became during that process, that jumping into the pool after the yard work, you would probably clog the filters. You wouldn't want to do that. Right.
I had 3 inches of filth caked on.
Just on. Yeah. On you. So take a shower first. Get that out of there. Then go into the pool.
Clog the shower drain first and yes. Then go into the pool.
Then go into
you're
the pool.
Nice and clean. I don't know if I don't think that's it.
Is that not a, okay. Well,
the pool's outside. That's where most of the dirt ends up anyway.
Do you need, it's, the listener and I are just kind of sitting here and watching from the sidelines. Do you need an intervention? Do you need help? Do you need our encouragement? What do you need from us? What can we give you?
I need new Reebok sneakers
with just green stains right. on the front of them. Yeah. We can
need,
do that.
I need
yeah.
new yard yeah. work Reebok yeah. sneakers.
Okay. We can
This is the largest fly that. In the world. This is the largest fly. I got it. Here we go. It's going to stay on this. You see it? You see it stream? It's here. Focus camera, focus on it. And now I'm going to swat it into the wall. Here we go. Play some music.
I take something. Macaroni and cheese like it's Advil.
I just clicked. I didn't mean. I don't know if that's.
Got it. I got it. I'll clean that up later.
Can we?
I'll take a picture for the Twitter.
Holy cow.
We don't need this. We don't need this. No one needs this.
Okay.
We don't.
That's okay. That's good. That's a lot of good dead air that the camera didn't even see that yeah. the listeners will just have to suffer through. Thanks, guys. Thanks for that. Thanks. And with that, let's jump into our headlines.
These are today's headlines.
I don't. Like it at all.
I sent Kyle the picture. Kyle.
No, why?
Oh, I thought he had looked at it. Oh, now I can see. He's looking at his phone.
It's the squished one.
Because I squished it.
It is big. Listeners, this is big.
Thank you. Thank you for validating me.
I'm like dry heaving.
It's not in your room. It's in my. It's on my wall. I'm just proud. I'm proud. I got rid of it. It's not going to bother me anymore. It's dead carcass. Will just look at me for the rest of the stream. But
all right. What's happening?
So this past week, the Apple iOS 15. iPad OS 15, Watch OS 8, TV OS 15, and Mac OS 12 or Monterey have all entered public beta, and you can go download them if you feel dangerous.
Spicy, yeah. So obviously, what comes with this is the question of, have you done this?
Oh, of course. I have jumped into the tvOS beta on my secondary Apple TV device. Uh-huh. I have installed the iPad OS 15 beta on my iPad Pro, and I will never, ever again put a beta on my desktop, which runs my audio programs and legacy installations, and probably not the iOS beta either. I want to have a stable phone just because. I did, man, it was, I think I was 11 or 12 back in the day, jumped onto the public beta, and I think it was Slack would crash the phone. And I use Slack for work, and it would crash the phone. And that was all summer because I jumped on it, you know, in June or July or whatever, whenever it launched. And that
you
was
just,
not good.
You just dealt with it?
I had to. Well, okay. No, I dealt with it for like 3 weeks until I couldn't anymore. And then I had to do a clean install because I didn't back it up correctly or I was not interested in that. Yeah, you know, I was dumb.
Yeah.
And and I learned. So, you gotta fail before you learn. I don't use my iPad for any business or work functions. The only thing that I use it for the podcast, in fact, is to run it as a secondary device to run Logic. And that works fine. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it in practice right now. Probably won't do watchOS 8. I don't think that there's enough features to really try out, and I don't want that thing to... I'm pretty sure that if you run the betas on the watch, it kills the battery faster. Because it's not as power efficient.
It's not what they're trying to do. They're testing. They are. It's a not fully baked testing version of whatever operating system and applications that are bundled into the operating system. It's a lot. It's a lot of. It's a lot of stuff that could go wrong.
But they're out there, and if you're interested,
they are.
Jump into it, and also with every article that came out in the past couple days about how to install the iOS 15 beta or how to get into the public beta, blah, 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 blah. Like 2 hours later, every single outlet will then also publish an article how to revert from the public beta back to iOS 14 or back to Big Sur, because people will jump into it like I did, head first, not making backups, not thinking through the solution. And we'll find out, oh, good, the one application I use on my computer does not work in the beta. How do I go back? Let me search. There are literally thousands of articles now, I'm sure. So don't do it, I guess.
Do it.
Oh, sorry. Do it. Do I have that? I have it. It's right here, Kyle. I had to scroll.
Do it.
I have it as well. Yeah.
Do it.
I hope so. I gave you all of my sounds.
I haven't. I haven't touched it yet.
You haven't? Yeah. Kyle, nope. You asked me for that this morning.
That's right.
I mean, yesterday morning. I'm in the conceit.
It's called delegating. Toilet. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it on any of your devices?
No. Well, you know this. Watch. Isn't even on.
I can't believe your watch is still alive.
Yeah, no. Cannot handle it. Phone, sure. Yeah, I can handle it. iPad, yep. Yeah, I can probably handle it. Work machine, not touching it.
No way.
Old Mac Mini?
No.
Yeah.
No, don't do it.
No. It can't even update to the latest one.
Oh, it's too old.
It cannot. So.
What about your brand new Apple TV 4K?
I ran into an issue today with that where the YouTube TV application just kind of stopped loading part of the way through. And I'm not sure why. It was a video on demand that I was watching through there. And yeah, I don't know.
Like a DVR or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Just kind of broke. Restarted it. It's the first time I restarted in probably 2 weeks. So there's
your problem.
Why was traffic problem email sent? You shouldn't have to restart a device like that. It should, while I'm asleep, middle of the night, realize, hey, no one's around. Should I restart? Yeah, it takes 12 seconds. Do it.
Yeah, I think you can set up scheduled restarts on. Maybe it's just the computer. You should be able to do it on every device, though.
That'd be nice. Then it would just be fresh. It'd be a nice, clean, fresh, ready to use Apple 4K right there first thing in the morning. Nice, hot, fresh Apple 4K.
That's right. That's a hot dog.
That's a...
Wait, oh. I have that sound. That's it's right here.
I got it.
That's a hot dog.
I'm running into the issue that I'm still a novice at the soundboard, of course, yeah. Kyle. You like to point this out. Totally. Sometimes I think it's funnier that I recreate the sound, but then it's at my fingertips. So then I play it, but I've done both now. I'm sorry.
Is this more backyard baseball?
See, you're saying it too. Just to be funny at me. Making fun of me?
Google.
That's not nice.
Google promotes the YouTube TV new 4K add-on with free Chromecast. What is this? Tell me more.
I like that you learned so much in that headline.
I had
by reading it for the first time.
I clearly have not read it.
This actually got posted about 5 hours ago. This says that at the start of the week, Google announced that it was finally adding support for 4K streaming to YouTube TV, like we covered in the last episode. Now the company is attempting to entice existing subscribers like us to sign up for the pricey $20 a month add-on with a promotion that dangles a dongle. Dangles a free Chromecast with Google TV. So let's see. A YouTube TV subscriber detailed the offer in a forum post spotted on Droid Life. This says, to ensure our loyal YouTube TV members have a great viewing experience for the 4K content, we would like to offer you a free Chromecast with Google TV device. The company says in an email it sent out to some customers. You should check your inbox, everybody. Also you, Kyle. I don't know.
No, it's just the fly again. Nope.
supplies are limited. It.
Immediately.
And the code is only valid for the white Chromecast model. The email's fine print also states that it's only in the US with active YouTube TV subscription. What's more, you'll need to have made at least one payment to Google. Okay, that's us. If you find the email in your inbox, you'll need to redeem it before the end of the month. So I guess end of July. And if you already own a Chromecast with Google TV, the code is not transferable. Wait, just get another one. Who cares? If you already own one, give me another free one. I don't care. I have like 1,400 Google Home Minis because they were giving them out like candy.
Mm-hmm.
I now have like gift fodder for any occasion.
Yeah, I literally can see one from where I'm sitting right now, boxed up, just covered in the like cellophane wrapper that it did the shrink wrap stuff. It's still there.
Yeah.
I should probably just give them away at this point. Just donate them, give them to someone. The TV though, what they're trying to do, this is them replying back to us. This is them subtweeting us basically about the whole, hey, you've been out for 5 years plus new subscribers. Very rare. What are you doing for existing subscribers? Because we're here and we might.
Did you find the email? Did you get one?
I did not get one.
Did you look in your spam folder or in your fly folder?
I should probably. Wait, I should.
Yeah. Do it. Look at the phone. I'm holding up the phone on the stream.
You want me to look at your phone?
Look as I wave it around. Can you read it?
I am not going to do that. I am definitely not going to do that. You're telling me to check my junk.
Junk inbox. Nah, you're not your trash. Your trash is where the junk goes.
Do you
archive all of your emails?
Absolutely. It's the only way to do it.
Who doesn't do that? Who uses delete as their primary function?
You want to know?
Is it our father? Oh, no. Oh, no. It's the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody. That's dangerous.
It's
I can't even fathom. What does her inbox look like?
Oh, it's zero.
No!
But also,
so she just,
archive.
Like, purge the past.
This is Archive Zero. This is a whole new GTD technology that we are inventing on this program. It's like Snapchat, just, but for email. You get rid of it.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
Oh,
you can
my
never
goodness.
Look back. You print it if you want it.
Print it? Oh no, who prints emails? It's 2021. I'm sorry. How much ink do you go through?
Can we show you the box that we have?
No, sitting? Not even a file cabinet. It's just a box of emails.
It's a literal paper archive.
It's your inbox. Oh, man.
So
you
thing.
Didn't find the email is what you're saying.
Nope. Don't have it. Why Darn. Was traffic problem emails sent? Because I needed to show you these. Nike is bringing hands-free entry shoes to the Olympics.
Okay.
You enter the shoe hands-free.
Yeah, I've seen this technology.
It clicks back. The heel sort of raises up.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the Go Fly Ease, which shoes are probably running out of words by now, right? Like, the Nike's got their whole fly thing.
I have my own fly too.
You do, yes.
I killed it.
It's
dead, you know.
I take macaroni and
okay,
cheese.
So these are like
like it's Advil.
You open them up before you put your feet in. That doesn't make it hands free, right? Or do you open them up with your feet? How does that work?
I actually have no idea. I'm okay. Reading. I have no idea.
Okay.
It doesn't say they open automatically. It just seems as though the hinge, maybe the action of taking them off. There's no video. Uh-huh. There's no video. So it's hard for me to really tell how these work.
It's so, but, okay. Yeah. Hands-free entry. Right. So when you put the shoe on, you're not using your hands. You still have to use your hands to like rip these things off of your feet. But to put them on.
Wait. Please tell me you are not a use your hands to take off your shoes kind of person.
Like, no,
use
no, of course
the
not.
Shoe to take off the shoe.
Right. No, what I'm saying is that these are not that. These are, you do need to use your hand because of the mechanism or whatever. Whatever is keeping your foot inside the shoe needs another leverage point or whatever. I don't know. I'm making this all up. I'm just guessing, by the way. These look cool, Nike. Can I get some? I love you. Promo.
I think the pitch you had at the beginning of the show for killing the fly probably hurt your chances with Nike to be their fly representative.
Well, it says so like you said, they're going to be at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I still don't think that's going to happen. I still think they're going to find a way to either postpone it or diminish it or something. I don't think they're going to have a bunch of people from all around the world go to the same location. That's dangerous still.
They're not doing that. They're not doing that.
Yeah.
It's not happening. The games are still happening for sure. I can almost guarantee that.
So you're saying
definitely happening.
You're saying that it's going to be digital viewing or digital participation by the spectators. Only athletes allowed. Is that what you're saying?
Athletes and like a 10% capacity or something wild like that is at least what I've heard. I don't have the latest. You come to this program, I know, for the latest in Olympic news, and we've failed on that today. Apologies.
Well, anyway, this does say that Nike has said there will be more opportunities to get the $120 Fly Ease Go. Wait, I thought they were Go Fly Ease. Come on, The Verge. Get it right. They tell The Verge that these Glide Fly Ease shoes will be released at a later date. What? I don't even know what's happening. I didn't read the article.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No one,
you're right.
No one does.
So what you're trying to get at with this article or with this headline is, do I want shoes? Do I want slip-on shoes that will open and close around my foot without me having to touch them with my hands?
Yes.
Because I already kind of have that with other slip-ons. I don't really need... I mean, I guess I don't have that with, like, athletic shoes or tennis shoes, as we would call them in the Harvard dialect study. It's really only, like, slip-ons and... that's it. Slip-ons. You know, no-lace slip-ons is what I can
sandals,
do.
Sandals, maybe?
But sandals, if you... open toe. I can't consider that a shoe. It's not a shoe.
Crocs.
Oh, Crocs. I don't have Crocs, but yeah.
Are we a Crocs podcast now? Is that it?
Crocs pod?
We only
Crocs pod. We talk about Crocs and Crocpots. Crocs pots. Ugh. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Oh, you're going to keep trying. I'll let you hang there for a bit. You want to keep trying?
No, it's okay. Okay, Kyle, those are your headlines.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And of course, this is today's special. We're gonna do that.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay.
So fun fact. Every time I reset the browser, it goes back to the soundboard.
Not coming off. Out to anybody.
Literally, no one heard that. Half the show.
Stop closing the browser. Oh boy!
So,
eat it and it explodes in your mouth. So that now one it's works.
Working.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you couldn't. You were just not reacting to anything I played, which was.
Oh no! How many times did you play something?
The greatest. Oh, at least 60. The greatest just poker face throughout this entire thing so
far.
Wait
a second.
Wait
a second. Is it going to be awful in the recording?
Definitely.
Oh, no. Okay, play.
Am I playing?
Play it now.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll do what I want. Oh, all right. Well, now I have to reset it. It's back to. I'm glad you're getting a kick out of this.
I am.
Why are you dancing? This is today's special bite-sized podcast from goodstuff.network. We're celebrating a different food every episode, every time we do one of these ding-dang things. And today's special is...
National Anisette Day. Yeah, so this is a drink. Or anisette is like a liquor derived from aniseed for licorice-flavored drinks.
It's pronounced anus.
Oh, that needs one of these. Oh, gross. Yeah, no, I hate the taste of aniseed. It's in like every Italian sausage. Like a lot.
I think you're thinking of fennel.
No.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's fennel seed. Or both. You know what? It could be in everything.
Yep. Probably.
Anyway, this is like a Mediterranean thing, though. The liquor and the drinks and everything. So I said barf to that because I don't like that. I don't like the flavor. Black licorice flavor is the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst.
Would this have been, this would have probably been one of our like 10 second episodes, right? Like of the things of those really short today special episodes we did, this would be one of them.
Oh yeah. I think the other one was like the raisin oatmeal cereal bars or something like that. Anyway, because I don't necessarily want to talk about or celebrate today's National Day. I decided that I was going to cover the weekend's National Days coming up.
We could just substitute our own. We could make our own for July 2nd if you'd like.
Maybe after we hear the other days. Maybe I'll decide.
Is fly a food?
Maybe. For frogs.
Okay.
Kermit. So July 3rd, the National Day is National Chocolate Wafer Day. Do you have a preferred flavor of the wafer cookies in the strawberry, vanilla, chocolate varieties? Is there a preferred? Do you celebrate chocolate wafer day on that occasion?
That's a good question. I think I like the strawberry the most.
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation before.
I also prefer
that. It's the most pleasant flavor. Chocolate can get aggressive after a while, and vanilla is way too boring.
And too vanilla.
Yeah. But chocolate wafers, big proponent of chocolate wafers, Kit Kat. And did you know, here's a fun fact, Kit Kat began being produced in 1935 in the UK. Did not know it originated over there, across the pond.
Okay.
And now there are a kajillion flavors of it that I've never tried.
There are. And the, those are definitely my favorite. The wasabi Kit Kats. What did we have?
Ooh, wasabi.
Yeah, those were good. Those were really good.
I think I've had like green tea or matcha Kit Kats. Mm-hmm. Those were good. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate wafers with chocolate on them. Vanilla wafers with chocolate on them.
Okay.
Strawberry.
I was going to say strawberry with chocolate.
Chocolate on them.
Double win right there. Okay, so moving on from that day, July 4th. Oh, gee. What could possibly be the national day on July 4th in here in America? It's National Caesar Salad Day. Yeah, that's right. Caesar salad. Go eat a Caesar salad on July 4th. You barbecue guys. Come on. Really?
I mean...
Really?
I like Caesar salads. You know, obviously, I do have a bit of an aversion to the Caesar dressing in a burrito, which has been ruined for me.
We don't need to revisit that anecdote.
I don't think we should either. But Caesar salads, though, I love a Caesar salad, like a good. Fishy.
Have you ever had a Caesar salad? Have you ever had a Caesar salad prepared tableside anywhere? Like where they do it from scratch, where they like build the dressing and then they add the ingredients to it? Have you ever done that?
I don't think so.
It is a thing. I promise it's a thing, but you've never done it.
Tell me how it works, because why would you, what part is coming to the table?
You're so confused.
I'm wondering.
The salad comes to the table, Kyle.
How much is the salad, both mise and place, before it gets to my table?
They definitely bring
Are
out
they cutting
just a,
the
it's
lettuce?
Just a head of lettuce. They slam it on the table. It explodes into the bowl. No, okay. I don't know, Kyle. I don't know. I'm not the preparer of the
Did they
of
bring
the Caesar
a
salad?
Whisk with them to emulsify the dressing before they dress the salad? Is it simply just
crap Caesar salad
Newman,
dressing?
Newman's own shows up at the man Newman shows up.
No. I think he's
at
dead.
The table.
He's dead, Kyle. Uh-huh.
He's right. Yeah.
I don't,
he's here.
I don't think it. He's definitely dead.
He's here at the table, and he's brought his dressing. Listeners, you'll have to check the video out. Twitch.tv/GSFM for the moment. It's not funny. He thinks it's funny, but it's not funny.
The guy over there.
We get. What part is made at the table? Do they just squirt the stuff onto the salad? That's what I'm asking.
Is that how you're going to do it at your restaurant?
Yeah.
Yes, we provide the tableside Caesar salad.
Welcome to the chef's table. I'm going to set you up with the most amazing Caesar salad you've ever had in your life.
Okay, Chef Victor Bergeron Jr. the First.
That's right. That's right. Here I am.
You burped. He had to burp to get into character.
It's all the way down here.
Ugh.
Victor J. Bergeron the Second.
Oh, you're the second.
I'm the not the junior anymore. Here I am. I'm the second one.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm making you a salad. So sit your butt in the chair by the place I make the salads, and I'll show you exactly what I do.
Here's the bag of lettuce. Here's the Caesar dressing.
It's not even washed. I'm just putting it in the thing.
So, actually, this was a thing on Kitchen Nightmares. He went to a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, where they would prepare the Caesar salad at the table. And it took the waiter like 10 minutes to do it, which is too long, I think. And he had just washed the lettuce right before he brought it out. And so he built the dressing again for like 8-10 minutes. And then he adds the salad, or he adds the lettuce, and then he serves it, and all of the dressing has fallen off of the lettuce because it was all wet. And Gordon Ramsay's like, "Did you just wash the lettuce before you brought it out?" And the waiter's like, Yeah, it's washed. And he goes, "Cool, because all that work for nothing, I have no dressing on my lettuce." And it was like, you could watch the guy die inside. You could just like...
live. Just he wanted live on national television.
He wanted to impress the chef so much. And he failed so hard.
Yeah!
What if it's a turn, right? It's like a play on it. Instead of dressing the salad with the Caesar dressing... you dress the Caesar dressing with the salad, and it's just bits of salad on a soup of dressing.
So you're having Caesar soup.
Caesar soup. With, happy National with Caesar lettuce, Soup Day with lettuce croutons.
I think you're onto something. I think we should trademark it.
I've watched way too much Top Chef lately.
Okay, goody. I did want to say that the largest Caesar salad record is held in Tijuana. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, in 2007, the largest recorded Caesar salad was made in Tijuana, Mexico, weighing more than, guess it, 3 tons.
Oh boy.
That took more than 10 minutes.
Nah, we could do that. We could serve that tableside. We can make that tableside, serve it.
Yes, for the table, 3 tons of salad.
We could absolutely beat this.
No,
we'd have to go.
No, stop saying that. I'm going to move on to Monday, July 5th. That is Kyle's birthday, actually. So you can celebrate.
My mouse just hovered over the hang up button, just slightly waiting to boot you straight from the call.
You can celebrate your birthday by celebrating National Graham Cracker Day. How boring.
Why?
Well, I did want to really quickly enlighten you on the origins of the graham cracker, Kyle.
I know what it's for. doesn't stop me.
Kyle, in the 19th century... Reverend Sylvester Graham of Graham Cracker fame invented graham crackers as a way to combat sins like lust and gluttony. Well, surprise, surprise, I eat way too many graham crackers. I'm a glutton. I'm a graham glutton. and I lust after its taste.
I do like graham crackers, though. Like the ones with the sugar and the cinnamon.
I think it's just cinnamon.
Those are... No, there's sugar on them.
They're not called cinnamon sugar graham crackers, are they?
Absolutely.
No way.
Otherwise,
what is the brand?
Otherwise, it would just taste like hot toothpaste. Nobody wants that.
Hot toothpaste? What?
You are a cinnamon toothpaste person. You should know.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Hot toothpaste.
Okay, what is the brand of graham cracker that you get? Tell me what the logo is. Tell me what the name is. Okay,
Honey Made.
You got it. Did you look that up?
No, in my brain.
Sure.
You can see me on video. Of course I didn't look it up.
Okay, so I have a picture here of Honey Made cinnamon naturally flavored graham crackers. It does not say cinnamon sugar. It does not say sugar cinnamon. It says cinnamon. Only cinnamon. Cinnamon grams.
Sugar is an ingredient. I don't care. I understand, it doesn't matter. It's in the thing.
That they are not sugar cinnamon graham crackers. They're just cinnamon graham crackers. And you're like, it's toothpaste. I got another fly.
It's time for us to play a game. We are going to play a round of listeners suggested fair or not. Where's the music? There it is.
It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not? Or is it created by a Twitter bot? It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not?
That's right, it's fair or not. And we're going to play
it. We could never play this where I come up with the things, because the song explicitly says that I'm playing the game.
That's how it works. This is what we do every time.
I know. Okay.
You realize the moment you dip your toe into the I'm gonna make a sound like a tiny one, even the smallest.
Yeah.
Even that.
Just
it opens the door. It opens the door to every possibility of you running these games in the future. And so, if you do that.
So Kyle's excited.
No, I don't want you get out. You're in my turf. You're in my territory. I do not want you in here. This is mine. If you want games, you got to come up with your own thing. We've been doing this since 2016.
All right.
I listened to a round. We used to play Chewbacca or not. We didn't even have a theme song.
Okay.
It was boring. I'm just being honest. It was boring.
That's some good self-reflection there, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
So, going to try and not make this one boring.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to the Minnesota State Fair. Well, they're back. They're back here in the year 2021. Dang, it's been a long time. I'm going to give you the name of a food item. You will then have to guess if it is a Minnesota State Fair food, a new one that they are adding to their Minnesota State Fair.
Oh.
Or not.
Okay.
Yeah, did you not know this is F-A-R-E or not? That's what we've been playing this whole time.
Question one, $2.50. Go ahead.
Let's play a round of fair or not. Number one, waffle burger. Fair or not.
Oh, waffle burger. That sounds amazing. Like a glazed waffle. So that it's like crispy when you bite into it with a burger. Is it burger or is it chicken? It's burger. I'm going to say fair. Yes.
That is right.
Can we eat it, please? This is going to make me so hungry. It happens every time.
They're like little waffles. Quarter pound bacon cheeseburger served between two maple infused candied sweet crunch waffles.
Told you.
With a side of maple syrup.
Oh, wow. For dipping. That's great.
For shots. No.
Shots. Maple.
Number two, maple bacon corn dog nachos. Fair or not?
Maple bacon. Maple bacon, maple bacon, maple bacon, maple bacon, maple bacon. What was it again? Maple bacon. I lost it. Maple bacon.
No, you get it once.
Oh, no. It's something about maple bacon and nachos.
That's right. Fair or not?
I feel like maple bacon is a fun term that you may have made up for this because you know that I like to say maple bacon. I'm going to say not. Yes.
That
Except
is correct.
I'll still eat it. If you said maple bacon nachos, I'll eat that.
Maple bacon corn dog nachos.
Oh, man, this sounds really good. Like mini corn dogs and yes. Maple bacon.
Corn dog nachos with bacon, maple bacon in them. So I should say the way that
Minnesota
this game
State
works.
Fair. Are you listening? Toilet.
This game, it is one of two options. You need to keep this in mind. It is either a real Minnesota State Fair food that is joining the ranks this year, or it is food generated by a Twitter bot.
Oh, no.
That every day spits out like 100 different food combinations for ballparks.
Okay.
So between.
I got it. I found it. I said like four times before I found it too.
Next one.
Okay.
Sashimi tuna tacos. Fair or not?
Sashimi tuna tacos? Why would it need to be sashimi tuna? Why can't it just be tuna tacos? Because then it would. So it's raw tuna tacos? I don't think so. I'm going to say not fair, not a fair item. And also this Twitter bot's crazy. No, Minnesota, what are you doing? Do you have tuna?
What? Crisp. Crisp wonton shells filled with ahi tuna, avocado and sesame soy, Thai slaw with peanut dressing, pickled ginger and wasabi served on the side.
Oh, it's still raw.
Sashimi.
Yeah.
Tuna. Tacos.
I understand that you said that, but nowhere in the description do they call it sashimi tuna. They just say ahi tuna.
Because it is seared, arguably, not sashimi.
Yeah.
But...
Wow. Where do you have to go in the fair to get the seared ahi tuna tacos? Man, that sounds...
Toilet.
Oh, you go to the toilet.
I have limited options here on this soundboard, so...
Do it.
Maybe...
Could I have the Taco Bell instead, please?
I think that...
I would love... Honestly, I would love this. I've had raw fish tacos, so I'm very much
at
into...
At a fair, though? At a fair?
It was kind of fair-like place. I'll send you the photo. I'll send you actual food, and you'll send me dead flies.
That's right.
What? Next one. Kitty cat. Frosted barbecue sliders. Fair or not?
Frosted. Frosted with what? Spit your water out. I dare you. Oh, see, now that we have the video back, I'm just going to wait for you to take another drink so I can do another quip so you can laugh. Ha 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 ha. Spit take. Onto the computer.
No one else finds that funny.
You did. Hey, kitty cat. What's up? You're on the show. I'm going to say not a fair item. Frosted barbecue sliders? That sounds so generic. So I'm going to say not.
That is correct.
Although, if you were to call something a frosted barbecue slider, would it be like a barbecue frosting or what would you do? What's that face?
Just reading.
Oh no.
Reading ahead.
Oh, okay.
You would frost the slider.
Yeah.
I think.
The bun.
In that case. You would frost the bun. It would be like a donut. And they'd be sliders. Oh. Little mini, little donuts. Little donut sliders.
Okay. Okay.
I have been watching a lot of Top Chef. Next one.
Okay.
Cheesy churros surprise.
I got that one. I know where that one is.
Surprise.
What happened to my voice? This is the right one.
Surprise.
Well, I don't know what you played. Uh-oh, your camera got out of focus.
Surprise.
I've already forgotten the item. And you said you're only going to say it once. So now I need to go back to my memory and find out what you actually said. Something what about cheese. Hmm. I don't remember. Say it again. Say it again so I can hear you.
I don't think I will.
Oh, no. Wait. I don't remember it at all. Please.
Can you forfeit this one? No matter whether you get it right or not.
Okay, I'll fine. I'll say it. Fine. But I do want to hear it.
You have a 50% chance. Are you really going to take that? I'm going to tell you what it is after it anyway.
Okay, fine.
You think...
Oh, man, I don't even remember what you said. Something surprise. There was a surprise in it because we played the surprise.
Surprise.
We played that. It was like cheesy blaster surprise or something like that. I'm going to say it's a fair item. Yeah, let's do it. Surprise me. Oh, dang it.
It's incorrect. Cheesy churros surprise.
Oh, gross. That sounds awful.
It would be cheese injected into the middle.
And you won't know about it until you take a bite because that's the surprise.
Parmesan dusted.
Parmesan dusted on a
churro? It's just dough. It's just dough.
It's sweet dough.
It's sweet dough.
Okay.
Next one.
Yeah.
Pizza Lucy. Fair or not?
Is this like the pizza from the Ninja Turtles cartoon where it's like really loose, so it's called Pizza Lucy? Or is this like a like someone's name has been used as a marker for the type of pizza? I don't
Rubby
know.
Chili fingers, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna say a fair item, and we're just gonna have to find out what it is.
That is correct. Sausage patty topped with pizza sauce, pepperoni and mozzarella cheese, stuffed in a homemade green mill pizza dough, and topped with Italian cheeses.
What?
So it looks like, you know a Juicy Lucy?
No.
You've named your daughter Lucy.
I did not name my daughter after the Juicy Lucy. I think that's a little misguided. I think that's a little unfortunate if I had.
But how did you not like Google it at least?
Oh, I'm supposed to do a bunch of research on every Lucy that's ever existed before I name my daughter?
So a Juicy Lucy is a hamburger that has cheese inside it.
Okay.
And so when you bite into it and you squeeze the burger, the cheese oozes out onto your face.
No. No.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Actually, it needs one of these.
No.
It's really good.
Oh, okay, great.
It's really good. So this is the pizza version of that. Are you regretting 2.5 years of naming your own child at this point because of a burger?
No, because I call her Lucy Goosey, and it's hilarious.
Well, now you have another nickname.
I'm not calling your niece Juicy Lucy.
Pizza Lucy.
Oh, Pizza Lucy. Even worse. Hey, wait, hold on. Can we take a pause? Can we just really quickly...
Pausing.
How is there not... I'm sure we've talked about this. Maybe not. How is there not a pizza delivery company or pizza company that sells cold pizza as an option?
We've already talked about this.
Yeah,
we've already talked about this.
Oh, I'm sure we have.
Pizza. It's right next to our concept was that the restaurant is right next to the pizza restaurant. One serves the hot one, one serves the cold one. Hot one just transfers. It's the same cooler, but they just take the old, they take the old ones, they put them in the cooler, and then it transfers over to that one, and then they take it out, and then they sell it to you, and they deliver it to you.
Right.
It's the cold pizza place right next to the hot pizza place.
Right. The reason being, when it's hot summer here in the valley, there are just days that I don't want to eat hot food, right? And when you don't want to eat hot food, you also don't want to cook anything in the hot kitchen sometimes. And if there was an option that I could eat cold pizza at, you know, on a whim, I want a cold pizza place. That would be so convenient. Not in the winter, though, maybe.
I will order you a pizza that says, don't touch me. And it gets put into the fridge for at least a day.
But that's just it. That's just it. Is that I won't know that I want the pizza until like dinner time or lunchtime. I want to eat it when I want it.
We're listening to our own podcast from 5 years ago, right now, in this moment.
Garko?
The chat room is saying, Princess Harold, thank you. I missed the crumbled pepperoni. There's also crumbled pepperoni there.
Okay. So it's a pizza pocket. It's a pizza pocket.
It's like a calzone with a disc of
sausage
patty. Sausage,
yeah, what is that? That's the part that actually threw me off. What is it? Is it because a Juicy Lucy is a hamburger patty? So if you had Lucy in the name for the Pizza Lucy, it has to be a patty of some sort?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I mean, fair enough.
It is in, it is fair. Next one. Ooh, it's going to take us all night to get through these. Chocolate covered dog with sprinkles. Fair or not?
No. No.
That's correct.
You looked at me and I knew you wanted to play, but you didn't.
Next one. Crunchy slushy.
Crunchy fair slushy.
Or not.
Oh my gosh. That's the name of the episode. Not fair. Not.
That is correct.
But that's going into the notes for sure. Crunchy slushy.
You know how many title suggestions we're going to have to go through given the chat room?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's been buzzing. It's been buzzing all night.
All right.
Okay. We have a lot to review.
Well, then we definitely have a placeholder for now.
Next one. Buffalo chicken doskit. Fair or not?
Doskit. Like two kits. Doskit. Buffalo, anything buffalo chicken though, like that's been the in flavor for a while. I'm gonna say it's a fair thing. Fair.
That is correct. Doskit is like a biscuit style donut, according to this. Fluffy biscuit style donuts stuffed with shredded chicken glazed with a sweet and spicy buffalo icing.
I did not expect that. Bits. I did not expect that, but that sounds fantastic. I want it. I want it a lot. Yeah.
I would like to try it as well. Chicken in a donut. Next one. We got two left.
Okay.
Chori pop. Fair or not?
Sorry. Say.
You keep asking.
Did you say Tori or Chori? It was unclear what the words were that you said. Chori? Tori?
Atari. What do you want?
Tory Pines? What did you say? Pop? I'm gonna say not a thing. Why would you say? Why would it be something pop? Oh man!
Chori pop.
What is that? What is that?
Chorizo dipped in a classic corn dog batter, deep fried on a stick with a choice of avocado salsa or mole sauce.
Okay, it sounds amazing. But it sounded like too
pop.
Yeah, I get it. I get it now.
It's a new genre of music. It's all about chorizo, and it's only in 4-4.
Okay. All right. All right. What's the last one? What's this last one?
I'm going to get it right. Pineapple corn dog, fair or not?
Not. Not, 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 not.
Let's
not,
debate
not,
this.
Not,
let's,
not.
Let's talk. Let's talk about this
okay.
one.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's talk about
why
it.
Not? Why not?
Oh, you're trying to get me to switch. You're trying to get me to switch so I get it wrong. Oh, why would? I see.
Why not?
I'll tell you why. Because you just explained Chori Pop, which is a chorizo corn dog. And then you're trying to pull a quick one on me and say, oh, how about a pineapple corn dog? No, that's not a thing. How could it possibly be a thing? What is it? A spear of pineapple, which is dipped in corn dog or cornmeal and fried? What? No, come on. Not a thing.
What if it's like spam and pineapple battered and then deep fried?
What did you just say? Pineapple battered? What is that?
Spam and pineapple, comma, battered, comma.
No, still not. Nope, not a thing.
All right, you're right.
Yeah. I know your tricks. I know you.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's how you play around a fair or not.
Did I win?
Yeah.
Oh, that was easy.
You got all but like two of them wrong. So yeah, won.
So we're going
to the Minnesota State Fair? Absolutely not.
Oh man.
I'm not paying for your airfare or your
airfare. Oh no, I'm driving. I'm riding my bike.
Here we go. Airfare. It's the in the air fair with fair food brought to you sitting in your seat. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to go to the fair. You don't have to smell the barn animals. You don't have to see the people.
The airplane bathroom will smell like barn animals. Trust me.
The flight is short enough to where no one poops.
I like that you just make that rule. Like, there's no toilet on the plane at all. So hold it in, everybody. We're about to land in 20 minutes.
It's a short flight.
Surprise, we have a delay. We're going to be in the air for another hour.
Surprise.
Oh, no.
Why? This is your captain speaking. You're gonna have to have another round of those Chori Pops, cause they're not letting us land here at San Jose. So I'll let you know. Just hold it.
Sounds like the captain's holding it too. I've had 16 Chori Pops.
I really shouldn't have had that extra Pizza Lucy that they fed me.
They fed it to you.
they put it through the little slot in the door, and it was all that would fit. So, have a great flight, everybody.